with the story behind the story. I'm Rick Moore, along with Heather Atwood. The story behind the story behind the recipe at Pleasant Street Tea Company on a weird weather day here. Heather, we're going to change the subject. We're not going to talk about food today so much as we are about an experience you had over the weekend. I saw the article in the Gloucester Times that you did. You participated in the march locally. Now, everybody knows there was a so-called women's march. It was involved with many more people, of course, over the weekend protesting the presidential election or something of that ilk. Now, were you originally? You tell me. What was the genesis of this for you?
Okay. Well, the genesis for me was probably exactly what it was for maybe 2 million of the 2.6 million women who marched in this country on Saturday.
Now, is that a fact or an alternate fact?
That's a fact. Okay. I read that in a really reliable source, not an alternate fact source. Okay. 2.6 million women, people. Because I was at the Boston March. There were a lot of men there. Mm-hmm. So 2.6 million people marched. And I know that after the election, I think maybe a week later, this idea was brewing on the internet that there would be a women's march in Washington, D.C. And I haven't done anything in Washington, D.C. politically ever in my life. Mm-hmm. And I just knew in my heart, right then and there, I'm going. I'm going to find a way. I'm going to go. And I just knew I had to go. I mean, there's so much to be horrified by in this administration, and there is so much to be upset about, and I think so many of us feel helpless. You know, all we can do is vote and send letters to Congress, and that doesn't feel like enough. So I think this marching thing just was like a knee-jerk, literally, reaction. I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. So there are all these buses, which was amazing. This huge organization of buses from all around the country driving to D.C. I signed up for one of those buses. Typical me, I'm kind of flurrying around the internet and thinking, okay, well, I signed up for that bus, so I know I'm going. And I was supposed to leave at midnight, the night before the march, arriving in D.C. at 7:30 in the morning. There were all sorts of very, very well organized directions for what to do, how to get there. The Massachusetts Organization of Women or People Heading to D.C. were really well organized. They had regular updates, and this is what you need to know about marching. You're supposed to write all your contact information on your forearm. You're supposed to, in Sharpie, so you write your name, not your cell phone, because that's useless, but the cell phone of your, you know, partner or best contact. You're supposed to write the name of the bus you came on, the number of the bus you came on. You're supposed to write the two names of people on the bus who you didn't know to basically sort of really center where you were if for some reason you were incapacitated. Mm-hmm. Anyway, that was information. They were told you to wear, you know, high tall shoes that laced and to tape your laces to your legs with duct tape so that you're not tripping over your laces. I mean, it was, don't bring umbrellas. Umbrellas are the worst thing you want in a crowd. You know, it was just really interesting. And, you know, what kind of snacks to bring. It was really thorough. So I was all set to go at 10:30 at night on Friday night, ready to get on my bus. And I said, huh, it's really funny. I haven't heard anything about my bus. So I contacted someone I knew who was also supposed to be on it and found out my bus had been canceled. So I was kind of devastated because I was so, I was just so geared up to do this. But I thought, well, I'll go to Boston. So I got up in the morning, got to sleep a little bit later, and I got a good night's sleep. And I went to Boston, and it was really, it was an amazing experience, I have to say. It was, what was really, really wonderful was that I was standing there with over 100,000 people on the Boston Common. You could barely move, and there was not one cell of anxiety. There was no hostility. You know, if you did try to move, everyone said, oh, excuse me, excuse me, excuse me. It was just so incredibly happy. People were buoyant. They were so happy to be with people who cared about people, I think, really, is what it was as simple as that. I mean, there were some pretty good speakers. Elizabeth Warren spoke, and Senator Markey, and the woman from the president of the NAACP spoke. She was amazing. But it was really more just being together, and it felt to be, after all the ugliness that's come out of the news over and over and over, to be with people who cared about human rights, who cared about just civility, was just beautiful. It was the happiest thing I've done in a very long time.
What was the conversation like between you and others, either at the march, at the demonstration, or on the bus ride to and from? And I don't need to know details, of course, but I mean the tenor of the conversation. Was it political? Was it just domestic? What are your memories?
Political. Nobody wanted to talk about politics. There was absolutely, it was all just light and cheerful. People talked about, as I said in the Gloucester Times, we talked about coyotes. We laughed about the coyote problem on the train going in. We did, I tell you, the one fun thing, and this was one of those bonding experiences. After the march, I met friends when I was there, so I stood with the Groh family, which is a fabulous bunch of women, and some other friends. But then I was sort of ready to go, and I'd come in on the train by myself, so I kind of wandered through the city. I went to the Boston Public Market to get my phone charged, and I'm sitting there by myself, but I'm at a table with a bunch of other people, and everybody was just sharing images of the march and sharing tweets and funny signs. And I spent probably an hour and a half with total strangers just laughing about, did you see this? Did you see that? Wasn't that great? Wasn't this great? I got on the train, total strangers. Oh, the train, my gosh, from Boston to Cape Ann. I mean, I was packed into that space between the two trains, and you could not move. It was, I mean, not just standing room, it was like barely breathing room. But everyone was just happy and sharing experiences about the march. And did you see this? Did you see that? He tweeted this, you know, and then the stuff was beginning to come out in response to the march. So it was just, it was really fun and bonding.
Sounds like a day at Disney World, only better with the crowds.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, though, that I did think in after the fact. When we stood for, I think, 2 hours on the Boston Common, because they had anticipated 10,000 people and there were over 100,000 people. So over 100,000 people had to make it through those gates that departed the Boston Common onto Charles Street, okay? So I never even made it through the gate because it just didn't move. The crowd did not move. So we stood in the same place, basically, for 2 or something hours. So I was with the same kind of people all around me. And I said, well, maybe we should sing. And nobody knew any songs. Nobody knew any protest songs. And at first I was sort of saddened by that. And then I thought, oh, that's because we've had nothing to protest in the past 25 years. And then I was sad all over again because I thought, wait a minute, a lot of people have had a lot of things to protest, but we haven't been doing it, basically, the white people who were around me. So that was really an eye-opener for me, that how much we've neglected what did need to be protested in the past few years, because we were pretty complacent. But now there's just no room for complacency. People have to do something.
And I did read in the Gloucester paper that a similar thing happened in Washington. A local Rockport resident went down to D.C., said that the march itself was actually canceled because they didn't have a permit for the number of people that were to march, and so it just turned into a demonstration.
Oh, see, I actually didn't see the Gloucester Times today, but what I had heard, and I'm sure that's true, but I'll tell you the version I heard, because my daughter did go to Washington, D.C., she said she experienced what I experienced in Boston. There were so many people, you couldn't move.
Right.
It couldn't go anywhere. And that's what happened in Boston. It just, nobody could move that many people. And I think, so she said we just basically stood around for a long time, and but we didn't really march. So I think that's, maybe both things are true.
Well, you know, it was an experience. It was interesting. I don't think we've ever seen anything quite like that in history, where you have this demonstration the day after inauguration. But by all accounts, it was peaceful, and for you, a good experience.
It was. So can I tell you my favorite signs? All right, so this is my favorite one of all. Or maybe I'll save that for last. No, one of my favorite ones was, I've seen better cabinets at IKEA. And my favorite one of all is, kind is the new sexy.